On behalf of MotoringFun.com, welcome to AmViv Live. I'm Pedro, and I'll be your host tonight, along with my good buddy Mike. Say hi, Mike.
How you doing?
And tonight we're trying something totally different. Usually you guys are meeting us in the Motoring Fun chat room each month for our Motoring Fun Mini Club virtual meets. This week, or this month I should say, we are actually broadcasting kind of live from Vegas. I'm actually in Florida, so I'm unfortunately not able to get to Vegas. But we have Agro from Sin City Minis who's going to be calling in and giving us nightly reports from AmViv tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday. We also have Will from M7 Tuning on the line.
Hello.
And he'll be giving us his recap. So, Will, you got there today, right?
I did. I got here about noon today, rolled in, and the place was already packed. I was walking around getting something to eat and saw convoys of minis rolling in. It was quite a scene.
Now, for all those who are totally new to the mini scene and just, you know, AmViv is what?
It is a big mini gathering. AmViv is a mini vacation in Vegas, and it's one of those things, sort of like the Dragon, if you're familiar with the Dragon, but it's an area of interest being Las Vegas, where mini owners get together and just have a good time. It's more of a communal event than it is, let's go, you know, race and drive a road kind of event. So they have several events, a bar hop scene where, you know, you get a bunch of people really, really drunk, which would be interesting to see later on tonight. a couple of sponsored race events. There's the Phil Wicks mini driving school going on out here as well.
Nice.
And, you know, vendor set up, got all their stuff showing, and talking around. Everybody's getting installs done. And
cool.
Now, Mike, chatting it up.
Mike, you've been to Vegas. Have you done AmViv before?
No, unfortunately, with my timing and everything with school, I haven't made it out there, but I've been to Vegas plenty of times, you know. It's a great setup for AmVibs, and of course it works out with being earlier in the year, and of course people like to get down there to the warm weather.
And by the way, we're actually having a simulcast here because we also have the Motoring Fun chat room. All the people in the chat room are saying hello. They're saying hey to Mike and Will. Of course, nobody's saying hi to Pedro, but that's all right. And we actually have a question from Alex in the chat room. He wants to know how many minis are there so far.
I would say there's probably somewhere around 250 to 300 here now. We've got this, like I said, this parking deck, and we've got two levels pretty much filled up. As far as registered minis, I think the total count was a little over 400.
Okay, because their site is showing 388 as of March 17th, I think. I think we just have a new addition to the conference call here.
Yeah, I just got in from Las Vegas.
Hey, it's Agro. Welcome,
hey, Agro.
Greetings.
We have Will from M7 Tuning on the line here, and he's been giving us a little recap of how his day has been.
And well, I'd like to hear that, because I spent the whole day walking around, and I am sunburned. I look like an inverse raccoon.
And we were actually just talking about how many minis you have registered versus how many have showed up so far.
Well, we've pre-registered about 390 cars, and we've had probably about 20 walk-ups, and we've got less than 200 bags left. So we've got over 200 cars already arrived.
Nice.
And this is not bad for Thursday.
We actually have a question from the chat room already on what exactly is in the goodie bags.
What exactly is in the goodie bag? Let's see. A registration gets you a laminated pouch with your name tag thing in it, and itineraries and stuff like that. It gets you a car number, so which sticks on the windscreen of your car so that you can be voted on for the car show, because we're giving stuff away for the most popular cars during the event. It gets you a voting card for the said car show prizes. What else have we got? Oh, we got giveaways from the various vendors who've come. M7's got stuff in there. Alta has stuff in there. Craven Speed's got stuff in there. Maguire's, who didn't come but sent us a whole bunch of little wax things, car waxing pouch things.
Sure.
Just stuff, basically mostly giveaway stuff, except the stuff from the Sin City Mini Club. We also put in so that every car registered gets one of the AmViv 4 decals, which is about a 4-inch by 2-inch image of the license plate we're using for our logo for this year. And yeah, you get one of those as well.
So how's the weather there for today, and what's expected for this weekend?
Well, it was a little windy this morning, but it's in the it'd be probably in the high 70s, low 80s. Not a cloud in the sky. Absolutely beautiful, and that's pretty much what we're expecting for the rest of the weekend.
Nice.
Very nice.
Like I said, I'm sunburned. I'm really sunburned.
Now, Will, do you have your M7 tuning tent up yet?
Yeah, kind of. We've got sort of a conglomerate tent going on here with DDM Works. Dave and Ivy both came out for that. We've got Way Motor Works, and us M7 boys are just kind of hanging out around them and Custom Mini Shop, and just answering questions and being generally nice to everybody.
Great. Now what I see, I'm looking at your schedule of events here that you get aggro that you posted up on the website. Looks like you guys already had a couple runs today.
Yeah, we did a full day run today down to Oatman. We had about I think Steve said there was about 20 cars. That was down to Oatman, Arizona, Oatman, California, back through Kingman, Arizona on the old Route 66 run,
nice,
which apparently is an absolutely fantastic windy road. I haven't driven it because every time we've tried to do a quad run for it, I've been out of town, which sucks because everything I've heard says it's a great drive.
Right.
So we did that, and then we did a couple of excursions. We sent some cars over to the Shelby Museum, which is here in town, which is also the Shelby factory. So Carol Shelby's there building Cobras, and during their lunch break, they let you to the factory.
Okay. Very
which
cool.
Which is pretty cool, and then we did a, I think there was about 15, 20 cars went for that, and we're doing that again tomorrow. And then this afternoon, there was only a couple of cars that went over to the SLM factory, which is a chocolate factory, which does free tours and gives you free samples at the end.
Oh, that's always good.
Oh, yeah, free chocolate. Can't beat it.
Awesome. All right.
Okay. I think I'll take things from now. This is Mike, and I have a couple more questions here for Aggro. We just wanted to know what really makes AmViv so popular with the mini crowd.
It's Vegas, baby. You can't beat Vegas. Everyone wants to come to Vegas. It's the ultimate mecca for people who like to have fun. And as far as I can tell, mini drivers like to have fun.
Now,
that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, it's short and sweet. Also, what we wanted to know is the costs for some of these events. If you could, you know, itemize some of the events or tell us just the general cost for the people who haven't visited there before or maybe planning in the future for visiting this spectacular event, almost a paradise of minis.
Well, we are, I think we're the cheapest of any of the big mini events. We charge $25 for registration, and that includes stuff. And I forgot to mention that it includes the route book, which is a spiral-bound, all-color printed with maps and directions and all that sort of good stuff in it. We charge $25 for the event registration. The dinner tickets last year and this year have cost $35, and basically we pay $34.75. So everyone who pays through PayPal, we lose 20 cents. The people who pay by check, we make 30 cents. So it winds up costing the club about $400 or $500 for the dinner, because we've got 560 people going to the dinner on Saturday night, which is just insane.
Now, you guys have a dinner tonight, right?
We are having what we call a motor in, which is a regular club thing, where basically we just go to somewhere kind of fun and just hang out and chat and have a couple of drinks and have some munchies and look at the cars and just talk about stuff. So that's where I am right now.
Okay.
I'm in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street, which is the old school Vegas. I don't know if you would have seen in the old movies and old TVs with the big Cowboys neon sign and the glitter golf with the girls and all that old school Vegas stuff. That's Fremont Street, and that's where we are tonight.
Gotcha.
How about just hanging out and having a couple of beers?
Let me ask you, here's another question from the chat room. I'm kind of curious as well. What's your ratio of new minis versus classic minis over there?
Including my classic mini, because I have one of each, there's been 5 classic minis shown up so far.
Okay.
And we're over 200 cars showed up, we think.
Okay.
So far.
All right.
That's actually a high amount of classic minis for those of us who weren't expecting to see that many of them.
Wow.
Well, one of them's mine, so.
That's good.
One of these guys are going to get registered, too.
That's good to see. Now, Agra, you're going to be, just to clarify, you're going to be joining us each night, right? Tomorrow night and Saturday night. Give us a little recap of each
tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I'm going to be calling in from the mixer thing that we're having at Palace Station.
Okay.
And then Saturday night from the dinner I'm going to call in.
Okay, great. Very good.
Pedro, I think I'm going to ask one more question because some people who were kind of backtracking of going back to how the AMVIDS actually started. If you could, Agro, explain like the history and what you've expected, you know, previous years and everything, just to give people a little bit of background on how this all got started.
Okay, in 2004, a guy named Dominic Tusso in Arizona, who had been organizing some group runs and stuff, said, nah, it'd be cool to do a weekend run to Vegas. So he got hold of me, and we set up a group raid at the Stardust Hotel, and there was about 60 cars came up, and there was a couple of vendors came down and some installs and this and that, and it was just a small thing, just a little weekend thing. Well, then the next year he decided that he didn't want to run it again. So the Sin City Mini Club in general, and basically me in particular, said, well, we'll take it over if you want. And so he said, yeah, fine, whatever. So we took it over, and we've been getting, we got a better deal on the group rate at Palace Station, which has been treating us really well and doing everything they can to help us out as much as they can. And it's been growing at just an insane rate. This is our third year running it, and like I said, we're going to be over 400 cars this year.
Right.
We're already over 400 cars registered.
That's awesome.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Quick question for you from the chat room here. We have one user who says they're registered for the banquet but haven't paid yet, and they want to know if they can pay when they get there.
No. If they're not pre-registered and prepaid, there are no dinner tickets available here.
Okay. So even though they've registered but have not paid, they're basically out of luck.
Oh, if they haven't paid, they're not registered.
Okay.
They signed up to come because the registration was a two-part process on the website.
Gotcha.
There was go in and fill in the demographic information and say that you're going to come, and that stuff shows up on the attendees page that
okay.
I created.
Gotcha. Okay.
The registration is actually going through the PayPal process and paying.
Gotcha.
And unless you did that and got a confirmation email, then you're not registered and there aren't any dinner tickets here, and we really can't get any more people in the room.
Right.
At the moment, it's overbooked. When we told Palace Station we're going to have 560 people in there, they said, where are you going to put them all? I said, well, we're hoping to get them in the room.
Exactly.
Oh, well, we told you to cut it off at 450. We never got that message, so
right.
We went up with 560 tickets sold, which is pretty good.
Gotcha. All right, cool. And
I have one more question, if that's okay, Pedro.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just personally, Agro and Will, what is your favorite event, Agro and Will, so far, what is your favorite event?
Will, you want to go with first?
Well, I'm pretty easy at this point. This is my first AMVIV, and I haven't actually done any events, so I don't have a favorite. I am really liking it is people are just, we've got all these minis lined up, and all different sizes and shapes. Well, they're all the same size, but colors and accessories. You can't find one that looks the same as another, which is really nice. You'd think, this many minis, but it's great.
I think my favorite two things are looking out of my hotel room and seeing the top floor of the parking garage just wall-to-wall minis. There's that,
hey,
and then the strip cruise. The strip cruise, we go down to the south end of the Las Vegas Strip stage. Last year we had 200 minis. This year I think we're going to get 300. Stage them down there, block traffic on the Las Vegas Strip, and get them all out on the strip in a block.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, to block the strip down.
Just cruise down the Las Vegas Strip in a group, honking the horn, splashing the lights, just getting all the attention we can get. And that many minis in one place gets a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
We've had a few people, non-minis, coming up and just cruising around the top of the parking garage. I don't think they're supposed to be up here, but they're just driving around looking at the minis and grins from ear to ear.
It's jealousy.
It's jealousy. Well, I've been telling people in Vegas here, it's like, okay, well, if you're at all interested in minis, come on down to Palace Station and come up to the top floor of the parking garage and have a wander around. I was kind of implying that you come up and walk around, but if they want to drive around, at least they're here and seeing them, and maybe they'll get into the whole mini thing.
So everybody,
into the cult, if you will.
So everybody,
it's fun to see people.
The people in the
reaction,
they're all wanting to know. Everybody's staying in one hotel, though, right? The Palace Station.
Not everybody, but most of them. We have Palace Station has about 1,000 rooms.
Okay.
For Friday night, we have 320 booked.
Gotcha. Okay.
It'll be one day when AmViv's 10 will be selling out all of Palace Station.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't think it'll take till 10. I can see us getting basically the whole hotel by probably another 3-4 years.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's an extraordinary rate
now,
of gain.
If it keeps growing at the same rate, because we almost doubled this year from last year.
I understand some people actually were able to get some mini rentals out there.
There are a couple in town, not a huge number, but I know that there is a couple of people flying in from Australia and renting a mini for the week.
Nice.
There's a group of four people from one of the Australian clubs that are coming
right.
in. There used to be more mini rentals in town, but I think most of them are gone now.
Okay.
And they charge with a nose for them. I mean,
right.
the Australians that are coming in, I think, are paying $600 for the week's rental on a mini.
That's what I
yeah.
when I called down there, it was $170 to $150 a night, and that was
yeah.
for and they had just convertibles, and the next place to rent was actually in San
yep.
Francisco, and the next place after that was in Los Angeles, and they wanted to charge me $500 just to transfer the car back to L.A.
Wow.
Well, what you might be better off doing at that point is flying to L.A. and driving in for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen any over-the-top minis or something, different from what you've seen previous years?
Absolutely. We've got the Detroit-tuned pink mini has come in and is parked next to Stupid Girl's pink mini, and they're both metallic pink, but they're different pinks.
Nice.
We've got the Mini Madness cars that have the Lamborghini doors.
Right.
And one of them is a hot orange convertible with the Lambo doors, and when they drop the tailgate, it's got PlayStation and video screens and stuff inside the tailgate.
Oh, there's your next mod, Mike.
That's going to probably be the next mod, is the Lamborghini doors. They're also found on the Spyker cars also.
We've got
the M62 car out here, which is just a monster of a car.
Sorry. You're talking about the M62 with the M62 supercharger in it.
Yeah, that was one I was watching it built.
Gotcha.
A little shop and got a ride in that thing, and it's a monster as far as torque is concerned.
I was going to say, how is that running?
Oh, it's running. It's nice. It does need to be tuned for more performance, but as of now, I mean, it's flawless.
Wow. That sounds like something I want to try to drive one day. That's awesome.
It's a really nice car.
And basically, everywhere you look, there's another absolutely gorgeous, absolutely unique Mini. Every time you turn around, there's another Mini, and it's got, okay, well, this one has custom wheels, or this one has custom paint. Half of the cars here have custom graphics of one form or another.
Right.
Yeah. Custom entire paint jobs. There must be 50... or 60 different combinations of stuff that people have done aftermarket to the engines on a Cooper S. There's 20 different things that people have done to a Cooper motor and drivetrain.
There you go.
There's accessories galore. There's people with stuffed Minnie Mouse. There's people with toys glued to their dashes. little bobblehead things glued to their dashboard. And it's like, one of them, I said, if that stuff all stays on your dash, you're not accelerating hard enough. Oh, it's glued down. It's fine. Okay, cool.
Now what about the R56? Are the R56s being represented yet?
There's a few. Mostly vendor machines. There's Randy Webb has his new R56. Mini Mania pulled in with their new R56.
Okay.
There's a couple here, but not a lot. There's about the same number as we have classic.
Gotcha.
There is a really nice laser blue with the arrow kit.
Which arrow kit?
It's, I guess, the new arrow kit for the R56.
So it's like the JCW one, not the half-baked Hypersport arrow kit that doesn't even have, it's like half-painted wheel arches.
To be quite honest, I couldn't tell you, but I'll put up some pictures.
Let's put it this way. Did it look good?
It looks pretty good. There are a couple things, just like with original arrow kit, that I'm not that big of a fan of. But
I mean, it's not like you look at it and it's not like barf, right? Okay.
No, it's
that's a JCW one then. if you saw the other one, I'll send you a picture of it. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That's cool. Very nice.
I had just another question from the forum. Pedro, anybody wanted to ask or Monty wanted to ask about the participation? Is anybody there representing Mini USA from the Mini USA clan?
We had heard a rumor that there was going to be one or two of the Mini USA people coming down. I haven't seen anybody yet, but we do have a whole bunch of vendors, obviously, but we've got people like MC Squared are here. All three of the White Roof Radio guys are here.
Okay.
Well, Gabe isn't here yet, but he's coming
right in.
We've got media, we've got corporate. The local Mini dealership is sending some people down for it. We're hoping to get it maybe next year. I had heard a rumor that that Jeff Stracco may be coming, but it looks like he's a no-show. I haven't seen anything about him yet.
They want to know if Hammer and Coop is showing up.
Haven't seen him yet. Although there is a Mini here, there is a couple of Minis here that have more black on them than Coop.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Way more.
I've ever seen. It's participating in the showdown.
Say that again, Will.
Which one is that? Is that the Pooper?
Yes.
I was talking to Barry Brazier, who's the publisher of MC Squared, and he said that it's almost impossible to photograph that car because it just eats the light.
Right.
The only color on the car anywhere is the red brake calipers.
Nice.
Other than that, the entire car is black.
Awesome. Awesome.
Headlights, tail lights, you name it, it's black.
Cool. Well,
can you see the thing at night?
It looks fantastic.
Is it like Knight Rider, a ghost car, and then a light comes out of the front bonnet?
I haven't seen it running, but it has a black M7 grill.
Oh, hey.
So it has the mesh grill all the way
M7
through.
M7 representing there.
Very nice grill. Very nice grill.
Yeah, it's a really nice grill. And the M7 splitter at the bottom of the front spoiler as well. So it's a really sharp-looking car. And there's another one that's almost as black here.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys are having a great start to Amviv already.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. Well, we had 50 cars here last night, and that was just a Wednesday.
There's also the Drift Mini running around.
There's a Drift Mini?
Is it rear-wheel drive?
It is rear-wheel drive.
I remember seeing one from the Netherlands
Is it the classic or is it a modern Mini?
It's about 6 inches tall and maybe a foot
wide. Ah, very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
Randy Tolliger from M7 brought out his little RC Mini.
Okay.
There's a few RC Minis floating around.
I was going to say, man.
The problem is they're all around the same signal.
Yeah, right? Exactly. All right, cool. Well, it looks like tomorrow you guys have Phil Wicks coming up, right? You have a Phil Wicks Driving Academy?
Yep, Phil Wicks is doing the school out of Pahrump, and then MC Squared is doing a hot car shootout thing out there where some of the 10 invited cars are doing a couple of laps to try and get the top speed on the track. And then they've got the first round or maybe even the first two rounds of this year's North American Mini Cooper Challenge.
Awesome.
We've got our Death Valley run, which is splitting off after lunch, and part of the group is coming back via straight to the track and watching the race, and the other half is coming back via the more fun road and doing the roller coaster road back through Shoshone, back to Vegas.
Okay.
And then tomorrow evening we've got M7 is sponsoring a mixer. They put in some money to fund nibblies and stuff for the mixer we're doing at Palace Station.
Great.
Where we've got just some munchies and nibblies and stuff and a bar, and we're doing a photography show so that attendees who worked out that they could do it ahead of time brought enough photos to fill a 30 by 20 foam board with some of their photos, and then we're going to have that showing around the walls during the mixer.
Cool. And then, of course, that's going to set...
And that mixer is where I'm going to call you from tomorrow.
Okay, and then that's going to set the stage. So you'll be talking to us right before you guys are heading out to the Vegas strip cruise then, right? Okay,
right,
cool.
Right. After the mixer, we've got a little bit of a break for like an hour or two to go and get some food, and then we're heading down to do the strip cruise.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Cool. Well, I guess we won't really hear the recap of the strip cruise until Saturday night, but I can't wait to hear that.
Right,
cool. Exactly.
Yeah, Saturday I'll let you know what happened with
the
strip cruise.
Well, I tell you what, we won't keep you much longer because I know you're busy. So, but thank you for calling in and giving us a heads up on what's going on, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, guy girl.
Okay, bye.
So,
Will, you still there, Will? Did we lose Will?
I think we lost Will. Yep, I think he got off the phone there.
Oh, well,
that's okay.
Right.
For those all who are still listening, Pedro and, of course, myself, Mike, are still here. But thanks for coming by and, of course, visiting us in the Motoring Fun chat room and also listening on this conference call. I really appreciate your participation.
Now, real quick, I do want to say thank you to Tracy.net for kicking down the conference call and the 800 number, supplying that. So it's www.traci.net. Check them out. Great internet service provider and voice over IP phone provider. So got to thank them. And all the sponsors of MotoringFun.com. For all the guys that are in the chat room, thanks for coming out. Feel free to hang out in the chat room. We'll be talking. I know there's a few people in there that are going to be heading out to Vegas. I thought I saw someone type that.
Yeah, I think it was one of the guys. Let's see who it was. I think it was either, I don't know who it was.
IT Works.
IT Works. He's going to be on his way out there.
But he's missing that dinner because I don't think he registered.
Yeah, because he didn't register.
So, but
the correct
now,
way.
Mike, are you planning on heading out to Anviv one of these years?
Yeah, probably going to plan on next year if I can plan it around my vacation and everything. If with the finals usually falling on that week, I'd like to skip out of there early and possibly fly out there, considering we have some places out there to stay.
Right.
So, of course, in the future, I'll eventually make it there and be able to see all the mini craziness.
Yeah, if I go, I really want to, I think I'd want to just drive. I mean, it's such a heck of a drive from where I am in South Florida, but it would be a really nice drive just to get out there. And, you know, what better way to spend a weekend with 400, 500 minis?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to drive here from Ohio out there, but it is a long drive, of course. And again, it's hard to rent a mini out there. You think that there would be anybody that would take advantage of this and you know, put a little bit more minis on their lot or on their rental site, and that way it could
absolutely. If I could rent a mini, that would be a no-brainer right there. I mean, you know, obviously not for $600 a week, but, you know, if they were reasonably priced and available, I mean, the chances of that happening are probably slim. But that, I think that would open it up to quite a few more people, at least for us on the East Coast.
Yeah, it would. especially because we are going to be the ones who fly in and using those great rates through the through flying through an airlines or whatever and flying into Vegas because it's such a hot spot for travelers.
Right.
It's just, you know, the drive is just intense. I mean, I know some people personally that have driven all the way out to California, and I mean, that's a trek and it's a drive, and, you know, you got to plan a week's drive just to get out there when you can just get
that's
in an airplane.
The problem.
And, you know,
right.
5 hours later, you can be in Las Vegas.
Not everybody has 3 week, 4 week vacations. To do something like that.
Yeah, there is a company that is working with NAM, and it's FlexCar, and they do have some minis available, but they are based out of the Atlanta
mm-hmm.
region, and they're working with minis on the Dragon.
Okay. So if you're going to go to the Dragon and you're flying in, you can actually possibly rent the mini.
Yeah, yeah. People are flying it. So for people that are on minis on the Dragon, there's a company called FlexCar. And there's another company out there which is just based in a couple cities, and they are one of the, I can't remember the name of them right now, but they do rent minis by like the hour, or you pay into a program and then you just borrow it for whenever you need it. And they're one of the only other companies that actually supplies minis, and they're based like in Philly, Washington D.C. and metro area.
So you could rent it for a track session and come back, and they, you know, they kind of wonder why there's certain clutch smell and brake smell coming out of the
Well, hey, the FlexCar company is letting people drive all the way from Atlanta to Minis on the Dragon, which is a, you know, a far drive, and they're, I mean, it's their it's business for them, because I mean, they can charge a little bit of higher rate, not extremely high like the places out in Las Vegas, $175, $150 for a convertible. In fact, when I went out there, they didn't even have any hard tops. It was kind of like a special.
Right.
I've only seen one hard top on the Strip when I was walking up and down the Strip, and it was a chili red with white stripes S, but it was, you know, sitting out there with the Ferraris and the Corvettes,
right.
And it was the same price. It was like, I think it was like $290 or $300 for a day. I mean, it was insane, and it was a 2004 Cooper, you know, chili red Cooper S, and it's look, you know, people drove it out there and stuff. So I didn't know if it's been beat, it's been tracked or whatever, you know. That's
right.
The thing. And there's a lot of those places on the Strip. If you walk up and down the Strip, you can rent a Ferrari, you can rent whatever car you want for however amount of money, just so you can look like you're a big high roller.
Now, since I've never been to Vegas and you have. You go out there, and at least from what I've been hearing, you pretty much can get by without paying for drinks and food. Just how does that all work with the whole gambling thing?
Yeah, well, what they do is in Vegas is as long as you're of drinking age, and most of the casinos when you go in there, as long as you're gambling or you're even sitting at a casino machine, or you know the one-armed bandits as they call it, the slots or at the table, they'll come around and give you drinks. Even the cheaper places like downtown and everything, all the way up to the highest places, such as like the new Wynn that opened up or the Bellagio. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, they'll serve you a drink there, and some of the waitresses that come around, who are scantily clad, I'll have to say, they want a tip afterwards, or when you're done, after you've been
right.
drinking. Some of the hotels, they mix their drinks like real stiff or whatever, and some of them are just, you know, and you can get pop and everything else as much as you're sitting at that machine. Sometimes you don't even have to play it. As long as you have your card in that little slot that sits above the machine for your
cool.
points.
All right.
So yeah,
get by pretty good then.
If you want to do it cheap on Las Vegas, I mean, you can go out there and do it pretty cheap and stay at a pretty decent hotel. Circus, the rates in the $36
see that
range
gang?
Usually.
Doesn't take a. I said, see that gang doesn't take a lot of money to go out there.
No, it doesn't. You can, and Circus is right next to Palace Station. In fact, Circus is on the Strip, and Palace Station is on a side street, kind of like the same thing as some of the, like the Rio and the Palms, they actually sit further back from the strip. So, you have to have a car or you'd have to have some way of getting there. It's not really walkable.
Right.
And Palace Station isn't really walkable from the strip. I mean, you could walk it, but the normal person would have to have some form of transportation. And that's why a lot of the people are utilizing a van. But with the minis people out there, most of the people who have minis out there, or most people are driving minis out there, they can hop a ride with somebody else and go down the strip to Fremont Street, because it is quite a travel from Palace Station to Fremont
right.
Street. But from Fremont Street to the main strip, there's like a dead area that sits in between that's not the best place
right.
to walk.
Right. Well, I hope to make it out there one day. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it is
it's
nice.
A place that I want. I mean, I'm not into gambling or anything like that, but, you know, it'd be nice to just check out, you know, hit a show or, you know, whatever, just see all the lights and, you know, shoot, if I can make it out there during one of the next AmVivs, that'd be even better. Well...
Yeah, the weather is just so nice out there. I mean, it's just perfect setting. I mean, it's a desert atmosphere, so it is a dry heat. It's not really, really hot. I mean, it does get hot, but you're going to get sunburn on days when it actually feels pretty
right.
cool. I think he described it was like in the 80s, and he got sunburn, but it's not really hot like you have that heat down in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dry heat.
Down here, it's humid.
Yeah, and the Florida heat is 10 times hotter. I mean, you'll sit there and you can roast in the shade. See, when you're in Vegas, you step into the shade and it's like you can just feel the heat radiating from
right.
the ground. You know, it's that dry heat, you'll get cooked.
Exactly. Well, guys, this is the first time we're trying this audio format. I know we typically do this in the chat room each month, and Agro and Will could not, they didn't have internet access where they're at, so we set this up and, you know, see how it goes. We're going to try it again tomorrow night at the same time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, and I guess that's, 8:30 Central and, did I do that right? Yeah, and 7:30 Mountain Time. So, hopefully you guys will join us tomorrow night, and we're going to have Agro back and Will. So, thanks for joining us tonight, guys. Feel free to hang out in the chat room. We're going to be hanging out for a little bit, and we hope to see you guys back here tomorrow night.